Hello, I am Steve.
And I'm Scott.
And you are listening to Volume 3 of Clue Records Presents. We've got a packed show tonight. A what?
A packed.
A packed.
Like? Like a packed.
Like a packed. Like, I can't even think of a word to go with it.
Like a packed, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm going to make it sign a packed.
We're going to have contracts and stuff. Yeah. Not a packed, as in packed as in things that you pack.
Like a suitcase.
Yeah.
We're giving all of our listeners suitcases full of cash. You're giving everybody... That's what you said you'd do.
No. No, I'm going to give them a show with the results of our competition.
Yeah, okay.
Some updates on what's been happening.
Yeah.
And what is going to be happening.
Okay.
And some songs.
That's not like a packed at all.
It's yeah. Sorry, mate. I've let you down.
I feel let down. I'm tired. I'm like over and things. So on that note, let's get in the first song, which is by a band called We Died at Sea, and it's called I Am Drinking Again. At sea with I Am Drinking Again, sort of sea shanty type, wonderful.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, really good. Really good.
They got in touch with us on Facebook and sent the tracks. I heard that song before. I think Michelle Dalgetty had played it and I really liked it, so I was already sort of aware. But then they got in touch and said, "Will you play it?" So I was like, "Yeah, because it's good."
So, that's how it worked.
So yeah, if you've got a song and you want us to play it, and hear us talk about it and say, like, just stuff about it, then we can do that.
Yeah.
We can make those minuscule dreams come true. Like Cilla Black.
Yeah.
Or Holly Willoughby, no, she does it. No,
she?
I don't know. Well, surprise, surprise. It was a bit. It wouldn't be a surprise, but if you asked somebody to do something for you and then they did
and
it.
And then they did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be like non-surprise.
Non-surprise, surprise.
So it would be like a double non-surprise. Yeah. Where would the surprise come from?
Yeah, it's true.
It's true. It is true. It's true.
Yeah.
So that's why my TV programmes don't get commissioned. So yeah, it was Weird Eyed at Sea. So if you want to find out more about them, I think that's a free download. I can't remember. Maybe pay what you want, but go to weedeyedatsea.bandcamp.com or get them on Twitter at weedeyedatsea. I'm sure there's a Facebook and everything else out there, but we've got no internet. We're in Steve's house.
I know, and I've still not got internet. Yeah. I'm hoping I'm going to get it tomorrow. Well, it's going to be like the future.
What good's that to us? Yeah, it's like the future of the people listening. God, I can't wait. Steve gets it. Not that makes a difference to me now. Steve.
Sorry, man. I'm letting everyone down.
I know, say sorry.
I'm dead sorry.
Well, next time you say sorry, can you mean it? Like, it didn't even sound genuine.
I thought that sounded really genuine.
Exactly, you thought that it sounded genuine. Yeah. Work on your false apologies, Steve. You've got to get better than that.
All right, thanks.
So, yeah, go and listen, go and check out, there's two other tracks on that that are in a similar vein and really good, and I understand they're pretty good live. I nearly caught them the other week when they played with Elves and Drugs at Carpe Diem, but I had to go and get a train.
Yeah.
And they were on dead late. But they look cool, like they had white shirts on and maybe possibly braces.
Wow.
Yeah, like on clothes.
I was going to say, not teeth braces.
Might have had them on the teeth, I couldn't really see the time.
Yeah, you'd be doing good if you could see the braces from...
I do get close to people sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Until I must step away. So yeah, excellent.
Good.
Thanks for getting in touch, guys. And again, let us make your dreams come true on No Surprise, No Surprise next month. By asking us to play a track, and if we like it, that's the only caveat.
Yeah.
If we like it, we'll play it.
Yeah. Excellent.
Speak, Steve.
Speak.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
That's nice.
No, you're absolutely knackered, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just like a ball of misery.
Oh yeah. Big. Big misshapen and ball.
Yeah. Talk. So what's been happening?
Speaking of misshapen and ball, Steve, and you've been to the doctor's room. Carry on as you were. What were you saying?
Throwing me there, Scott.
I know. You're about to talk about the weekend
we've just had. So if you'd listened to our last podcast, then you will have heard us talking about Oxjam Festival, because that's essentially what we devoted the last podcast to.
Yeah.
And talking about the bands that we were going to have playing for us. And that all happened on Saturday, Nation of Shopkeepers. We had 8 bands for us during the day. And it was absolutely brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah, it
really
was good.
Really good. Ran smooth. All the bands were amazing. And
smooth as your misshapen. Every band was absolutely brilliant. There was a decent crowd which built up throughout the day. And like, just they were treated to some excellent performances. I'd seen all of the bands before, apart from Koala.
Yeah, they were brilliant.
Yeah, and they were class.
Really good. Good way to end the day, really, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was superb. So thank you to everybody that came out to see the bands.
Yeah. Thanks to all the volunteers.
And the bands, thank you to everyone. So it was Icarus, Michael Ainsley Band, Esper Scout, Forever Cult, Modo Stare, Narcs, Holes and Drugs, and Koala. The volunteers, there was Ellie, Lauren, Gina, Jamie... Dan was doing the music, there was Mark doing photos, there was more people than that as well, so if I've forgotten you, I've not forgotten you, you'll always be in my heart. But yeah, honestly, thank you for helping us out down there, and we hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
Definitely, yeah. Well, should we go into another song?
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Alright, you want to carry on talking?
No, I'm ready for it now.
Oh, okay, good.
I just needed a small gap.
A very small break.
Yeah, so
what's next?
I don't know, we've not got anybody that played, really. We've got All Us on Drugs.
Yeah?
The new single is coming out very soon, so because they played at the weekend, we'll play that now, and then we'll tell you about the new single. We're going to play the B-side, which is called Stephen.
Fruit.
No, it's called Stephen.
They've changed the name.
They've wrote and recorded a new one. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Just goes Steve.
How long for?
It's like three and a half minutes long.
3.5 minutes.
Yeah, in one breath as well. It's amazing how they do it.
God.
So this is it. This is All Us on Drugs with Stephen. Oh, it's not.
No.
It's not plain.
It's called fruit.
We'll just have fruit then, yeah. This is fruit. So that was Olives and Drugs with Fruit. The B side, the double A side, it's not a B side, it's a double A side. It was going to be the A side at one point, then we changed it to My Cat, which hopefully, I don't think we've played it.
No, I don't think we have played My Cat.
So go and find it. If you're on our SoundCloud, it's on there anyway. Yeah, go and have a listen to that. It's doing. People seem to be enjoying that, and it's a very good song. There you go.
Yeah.
That's on our SoundCloud. If you're not on our SoundCloud, then it's soundcloud.com/cluerecords, and at Bandcamp you can pre-order it now. That's cluerecords.bandcamp.com. To get Olives and Drugs, it's at Olives and Drugs on Twitter, facebook.com/Olives and Drugs.
Yep.
That's all. That is them.
Done. Efficient.
I know.
It's efficient.
Even with a hangover and tiredness.
I know, you can remember things.
Absolutely pathetic, but I can remember.
Yeah, so there we go. Brilliant. Yeah. That was Olives and Drugs. And they were great, as always, on Saturday.
Yep.
They went a bit mental. Damo went into the crowd. I didn't even see where he went.
Oh, yeah, he walked off with his guitar, didn't he, at the crowd at the end. Yeah.
Which was good. But no, very good. Good gig, as usual. So, go and check them out. So what's coming up next?
Single, when is it out?
That single, when's it out?
Yeah.
It's in November. Keep forgetting the days because we've changed it. Yeah, 11th, that's it. November 11th is when that single is out. And you went and recorded a video for him, didn't you?
Yeah, so it's been filmed, it's in the process of being put together. So it should be out. It'll probably be out on that day, November 11th. Like I say, you can pre-order it now. We're doing 100 copies, physical copies of that, that you can get, obviously, hold of because they are physical and that. So you can get them from the Clue Records Bandcamp that I mentioned, or they'll be in Jumbo, they'll be in Crash, or go and see the band live and experience the whole horrible thing and get one from them.
Yeah.
But if you just like your music invisible, like a lot of people do these days, yeah. then just download it and have it on your computer invisibly.
Invisibly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. There's your options.
Cool.
Go and do it. Right. So, what's happening now?
Well, a couple of episodes ago, not my episodes, like Clue episodes.
Yeah.
We did something which was about Michael Jackson's autobiography.
It was good. I like that. Yeah.
So it's becoming a regular feature.
Brilliant.
And so to commemorate this, and not just say right, here's that Michael Jackson bit. Now, we've done a jingle.
We have done a jingle. So should we play the jingle?
Yeah. So I'm going to. So now is the Michael Jackson bit. Here's the jingle. Wrote a book about my life, but I didn't want to get in trouble. So I left some things out, especially those pop bubbles.
Jermaine, man, that's my hee-hee part. You don't interrupt that with your bass.
So that was...
That's jingle.
Oh, God, we recorded that last week. I didn't know I sang it like that.
That's
I mean,
great.
Michael...
Yeah.
Their outtakes, Quincy sent them over. obviously, Michael losing his rag a bit with Jermaine, who played the bass in the Jackson 5 and guested in the studio up until that point when he was fired.
Gosh.
So, yeah, now it's time for an excerpt from the Michael Jackson autobiography titled Man in the Mirror.
Yeah, yeah.
So just
what's the chapter going to be about today?
Oh, it's... Well...
Well...
I'll just get... Hang on. We just flick through it.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Just finding the chapter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Well prepared, this.
It's, yeah. Okay. And the Duchess loves you very much, but she likes you less, so you are excellently matched.
Well, that's, what period of his life is that?
Well, that's in a very early period.
With the Duchess?
Yeah.
Did he used to... have like a duchess around the house or something?
Yeah, no, it was like, well, yeah, he had the duchess around the house, like you say, Steve. Yeah,
right.
He did.
Right.
And he kept a picture up in his attic.
Right.
And whatever Michael Jackson did, nothing ever happened to him, his face physically.
All right.
It had just, the picture had horribly deformed up in the attic.
Sounds familiar, that.
I know, well, it's a. You might have read the book.
I remember reading a book like that, but it wasn't Michael Jackson.
What was it?
It was...
Are you calling Michael Jackson a fraud and a liar?
Isn't that
the book back?
Picture of Dorian Gray? Wasn't that Oscar Wilde? Pretty certain that was Oscar Wilde, that story, wasn't it? With the picture up in the...
No,
up in the attic.
And
then it was a film as well, actually, yeah. It wasn't Jocko.
It was a picture of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde.
Yeah.
What I've done is I've forgotten the Michael Jackson book. Because I've forgotten the Michael Jackson book, I'm trying to wing this and just do it. And I picked that up off the shelf.
And so you picked Oscar Wilde off the shelf?
Yeah, and I read a line and that was the line. And you've seen straight through it like everybody at home probably has. I'm sorry about that.
Success story for the first time. That you've brought that feature back.
Michael Jackson will be rolling in his grave right now like a rotisserie chicken spinning round and round.
God, yeah.
Dripping with sweat at the outrage of me.
Yeah, I think he will.
He probably had that installed before he died. You know, like some people are like, I want to come back, like freeze me cryogenically. And then when everything's sorted and that, and like Duracell have invented the human batteries and you can power me back up.
Human batteries?
Yeah, man, they'll do it before anybody. Mate, have you seen what they did with bunnies?
That's true.
One step away from human life coming back. Because it's pretty much extinct now. That's what he said. But like most people go for that.
Yeah.
I reckon Jack would be like, man, I always wanted to be. Just picked up the book again, just reading from his autobiography.
Right, yeah.
I always wanted to be one of those rotisserie chickens that I saw in Tesco's with my friends in the Jackson 5.
Wow. He went to Tesco?
And Diana Ross was there.
Wow.
And so when I die, put me in a rotisserie coffin
and I will constantly rotate at an ample temperature, and my sweat will drip and seep into the soil.
Wow. Seep into the soil?
That's what he said.
Gosh. So, through the coffin into the soil?
Yeah, well, drain and all, otherwise he'd drown.
Well, you wouldn't want him drowning, would you?
Absolutely not, Steve.
Yeah.
You don't think anything else.
Yeah. Good job you are here.
Some tasty soil underneath, though, let me tell you. They're selling it at a football ground in London.
Are they?
Yeah. And it's in the pies.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Do people know about this?
They do now.
Oh, God. It's a good job you are highlighting these conspiracies.
They just turned this into an episode of The X-Files.
God, it's just getting crazy. This is what happens when you don't bring the book.
It is. Yeah, sorry. Next month I'll bring the book.
Yeah. Right, okay. Should we play? Are you ready for another song?
That's the only way to go now, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
So I think the only way to describe that part was a great success.
Brilliant.
So
I bet people can't wait to hear that next time.
Well, what they're going to hear now is another great success. It's a song called That by Me My.
Oh, I like it.
Yes. That was Me My with great success. As I came around Steve's this evening, Steve Lamack,
yeah,
was playing that.
Yeah, it was.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
It was, certainly was.
So that song has been
a great success. It just works.
I know, it's fantastic.
That title just works.
But yeah, it's a great song, a good album that I got sent through. It's another Philophobia music release, so an ever-increasing amount of stunning tunes coming out from that label.
Yeah.
So if you want to find out more about Me My, it's at Me My Band, and to spell it out, it's M-I-M-Y-E, Band. just spell band. And then to get it, it's philophobiamusic.bandcamp.com, and have a look on there. You find it on there, as well as all of their other goods.
Goods.
Good. Yeah. Well, good goods.
Good goods.
Yeah. Bad goods. Damaged goods.
Damaged goods.
Which I suppose are bad goods.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bad goods. Yeah. There we go. I'm glad that's been established.
You know that, it's the... No, what it is.
No, what was that?
Damaged Goods by Gang of Four.
Ah. Oh.
Leeds band as well.
Yeah, Leeds band as well.
Unbelievable, I like that song a lot.
There you go. You've just given the listeners a Nevermind of Buzzcocks-esque...
Well, you didn't get it, intro. Did you? You've been all good on my team.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want you on my team.
Nah, I wouldn't want to be on your team, to be fair.
But I've said it first, so you have to say that to show some face. If I hadn't said that, you'd have been like, oh, can I be on your team,
would
Mr.
I?
Lewis? Yeah.
I don't know if I would have.
No, you would. You would.
Really?
But now because you have to say face, what you've said is, I don't want to be on your team either, because you're stupid. Like that. That's how you said it. Listen back. You want to listen back now?
I'll do it later.
Good, well, I was going to say you'll do it later, and not because you said it, because I wanted to say it. Right?
You get really grumpy, don't you?
No.
You're just naturally grumpy.
No, I'm not. I'm naturally... natural.
Naturally natural. Excellent. Right, there we go.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Great success.
Listen.
Let's crack on with another tune. I think. Should we play another song?
Yeah, I reckon I should go on another
Too
song.
Much talking.
Yeah.
Doing all the talking. You're doing too much talking, like Tarka the Otter. Do you remember Tarka the Otter? He didn't talk. Did Tarka the Otter talk?
I can't remember.
Steve, Google that. Somebody Google that and let me know. I'll know about this. If you do know that, tweet us.
Yeah.
And if you like, I don't know, if you want us to shut up on the next one before we've done it, just tweet us. It's at Clue Records, or ask us any questions and we will answer them on this show, or just like anything, just like anything.
All right.
And not as in like something, like I'm fond of that. Just like as in. A common word for I can't think of anything to say, so I'll fill gaps with ers and likes.
Excellent.
Which I do a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not getting it. I'm not getting at you or any or you. No, and not you, no. Don't be offended. I'm getting at me as much as I'm getting at you, and I'm not getting at you, but I might be getting at me. I might be getting at you.
Is this going to carry on for a while?
I'm not getting
I can
it,
see this
you.
Going on for.
If you want to, well, you pick a song, Steve. I'll
You're just going to carry on doing this?
Yeah, I'm going to tell the amount of people I'm not getting at.
Right.
That I'm not getting at them.
Okay. Let's pick a song here.
So I'm not getting at you.
What were we going to have next?
I'm not getting at you.
I can't remember what we were going to have next.
I'm not you either.
Oh, what did we have?
And I'm not getting at you. Not you.
I'm just going to see what happens.
So Steve's not prepared for this. When I go off on a tangent, he's not prepared.
I know.
Likes
it's
to live
the
within the parameters.
Well.
He likes his sentences with full stops,
yeah.
Appropriate semicolons.
Yeah, you're right. I do. And then when it all goes wrong, when it all goes crazy like this, I just don't know what's happening.
You do. I like whereas I like the fast lane.
Yeah, you're like, just crazy, aren't you?
Just crazy. I've done before. I'll tell you what I've done: 33 mile an hour in a 30 mile an hour zone.
You didn't.
No, not if the police are asking, I didn't. But I did.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I don't drive anymore. I'm probably allowed, but I just don't. So I don't know. Yeah,
when was the last time you drove?
No, I don't know.
You don't know?
I can't remember.
It has been a long time.
It's been a long time. How long has it been, listeners? They don't know because they don't care. That's what they're saying, Steve.
Exactly.
Saying, I don't care. So as opposed to my fast lane, 33 mile an hour in a 30 zone, Steve likes to go in the slow lane with the slow coaches.
Right.
And so our next band is slow coaches.
Wow.
Come on.
Just getting better and better.
Play the song, Steve. Play at normal speed, not slow like you like it. sort of slow coaches with We're So Heavy. They are like reasonably heavy.
There you go.
They almost appeared on Jerry Springer. It's like, you know, when they go into somebody's house and they're absolutely like fat as.
All right.
You're allowed to say that now. Fat as, man. And they have to like break off the wall and get a crane.
To get them out.
To get them outside, yeah.
Wow.
But then it's like, you do that and then you get them in the studio, Jerry. And like, yeah, you pretend you're helping them. Well, it's some. I think Jerry did do it, but like Maori's the kind of guy who'd do that. Mm. Like, oh, we'll help you with a 2-week diet plan. Then what are you gonna do? Put him back in his slum with no wall on his house.
Yeah, bulldozed part of his wall down.
Yeah,
he's just gonna get depressed, and he's just gonna start eating again.
And then he eats because he's depressed.
And then he just
depressed
gets
because he again. Eats. It's because he's depressed.
Just a vicious cycle.
But at least in the end, he'll get that big deal, fill up the hole in the wall.
That's true.
Possibly.
There you go.
So as long as it's the right side, so his face is facing in, and he can still see the telly.
Yeah.
Because that's all he needs. So he can watch himself on Jerry Springer or Maury Povich.
And it might, you know, give him the inspiration he needs to start his diet.
To diet,
again.
Yeah, and then he'll be ready, and then he'll just then have he'll, to. Then he'll diet, and he'll possibly go to like building college.
And he'll make his wall back.
Build a wall back, yeah.
Wow, inspirational story that.
It's impractical. He's gonna have to live without a wall for like 2 years until he learns how to build it.
Yeah, it's true.
Unless I've always wanted to build a wall out of Lego.
Have you?
Yeah. Somebody had done it on some. Picture on some online
that's
thing.
That's a lot of Lego bricks, that.
Yeah, I know.
He'd have to get to the shop, though, wouldn't he?
Duplo, isn't that the big version of Lego? That
oh, is that like the
younger kids
version?
Yeah. Maybe that.
Yeah. Duplo. Could Duplo a house?
What would you use to build a wall? Text us on Steve and me number.
They can send us a message on Twitter.
Yeah, I know, but I've asked them to text us now, so we've got to give them a number. What's your number?
I can't remember. What's yours?
Do you want me to get it now out of my phone? Steve's number is 07...
Yeah.
315...
Yeah, sounds about right.
All the fives.
It's just loads of fives.
Just keep hitting five.
Yeah. And
yeah, what would you build a wall out of? Tweet us with your answer.
Yeah.
Another good one's chewing gum.
Wow. That would be a lot of chewing gum.
Yeah, but it's reasonably cheap and you get nice fresh breath out of it.
You would?
You'd also get, like, severe
joy.
Probably
joy-ache. Get joy-ache. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Maori can sort that out as well, surely.
Yeah, exactly.
And, actually, you probably won't get joy because you vet that much. If it's the same guy, you vet that much in your life to get that big. Your jaw's not going to be a problem, is it?
Nah.
You'll have a jaw like David Coulthard. It was for those of you who don't know, he's a Formula One driver with a chin like the Hulk.
Yeah.
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 And for those of you who don't know who the Hulk is, he is a fictional character from a comic.
Yeah.
With a jaw like Johnny Bravo.
Oh, right. Yeah, I can see that.
And for those of you who don't know who Johnny Bravo is, he's another fictional cartoon character.
He was, yeah.
He goes like that. He doesn't usually do that. Unless he's really drunk. trying to chew loads of chewy and build me wall and I've just been sick.
What an episode of Johnny Bravo that would be.
It was a good one.
I didn't see that one.
No, it was it was the last one they made. Just puked everywhere.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
Johnny Bravo puking after eating a load of chewy.
After appearing on Maury Povich and Jerry Springer for being massively overweight.
Wow.
And going on a building school. Building school! What school do you want to go to when you're older? Building school. I want to go to where they build the schools. Oh,
brilliant. Right, okay.
So slow coaches. Excellent, yeah. That I properly like that band and I've done for a while. They're still about doing stuff. They used to be Leeds / Nottingham based, as far as I was aware. And then checking on the Twitter earlier this evening, they've now got their city of residence as Landon.
Oh, really?
But yeah, just like spelt like you'd normally spell it.
Yeah.
That London
place.
So, yeah, not local, but class.
Yeah.
Nevertheless.
Excellent.
So if you want to find out more about them, then go to Twitter, where you can find out that I'm not lying, and it does say London. And it's at Slow Coaches Sucks.
Right.
But the sucks is S-U-X. So,
good.
Yeah. Or slowcoaches.bandcamp.com. And there's, I think that's off an EP. I think it's got 6 tracks on it, and they're all really good as well, like the other 5.
Brilliant. Do it.
So go and enjoy
it. Get that. Download it.
Yeah.
Have a listen. Right then.
Last month. And the month before. Something was going on, Steve.
Yeah, we were talking about a competition.
Yeah.
Competition for 2 tickets to see Public Service Broadcasting.
De Billy.
Oh, you can say that.
Get in.
Ah, that was good, that.
No.
Was that just a... Come back to you? GCSE?
Just off the top of my head, yeah.
Just came back to you.
Tipped my tongue.
Yeah. There we go.
Went to a train station in France.
You went to a train station in France?
Yep. Yeah. That's not the end of the story.
Right.
And I asked for 2 tickets. And yeah. Like, whereas they're probably quite used to tourists, and I could have just went two tickets and like sort of done it out with my fingers, and they could have worked it out because they're selling tickets. I went, I said, like, hello, how do you say hello in French, Steve?
Bonjour.
Exactly, you would have been good as well, wouldn't you? So you say, I was like, bonjour, pour moi, de billet, s'il vous plaît, pour train. And like, went on, like, it was, I was trying to learn French at the time, and I had nailed this whole sentence.
Right.
But seriously.
You've been waiting for this point.
Every other word that could be in there, so such an elaborate sentence is like, you want 2 tickets. I was like, yeah. And he was fuming.
He was wanting to hurry you along.
I nearly missed the train.
At least he didn't just barge in and just say, look, there's 2 tickets for you.
No, he didn't. But I still felt quite depressed about it. It's like, I've come to your country and tried to learn your language, and he just chucked it back in my face with my own language.
Scott.
How could he tell I was English? There was no way to tell.
Well, I mean, it was probably like fluent French. Maybe he just couldn't get your dialect.
No.
He thought you were a different, you know, from a different part of France, and he just...
What, the English part of France?
Yeah.
He thought I was from another part of France, so what he thought he'd do, instead of speaking in French, Steve, what he thought is, I'll speak in English to this fellow Frenchman.
Yeah.
That's your reasoning.
Yeah.
You're an idiot, Steve.
It worked.
It may have worked.
Did you get your 2 tickets?
I did.
Derby Lay.
Derby Lay.
Derby Lay.
No wonder he didn't give me tickets.
Wow. Okay, so we were talking...
About France.
We were talking about France, but before that, we were talking about competition for 2 tickets.
Derby Lay. Carry on, Steve.
You throw me now. What's the date? It's at Stylus.
11th.
11th of November. And, for Public Service Broadcasting. So, we had a competition on our Facebook page... Scott's got the names of all the people that went and liked the photo we put on there.
And commented.
Got
a comment.
And we put all the names in the bowl, and Scott is now going to pick
the
winner. There we are.
Got one.
He's dropping names, so he's dropping quite a few names. So we're going to end up with just one name in the bowl, and that will be who it is.
The name is, let me unravel this.
Do it.
Julie Chung.
Oh, there we are, Julie.
Hang on. Wait a minute, that wasn't dramatic enough.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the winner is... Julie Chung!
Oh, that was proper X Factor style, that.
It was excellent. We needed more orchestration and a bit more, like...
Yeah, some like apocalyptic music in the background. To get everyone's, you know, get you ready.
Get your juices flowing, Steve.
That's it.
Like Michael Jackson.
Buddy. Oh, God.
It's all linked.
Seamless. So, Julie, well done.
Congratulations.
Well
congratulations.
Done. Yeah, 2 tickets.
We will message you shortly and let you know what you've got to do. I mean, there's not much more you've got to do. It's not like... Run a marathon. You've now won the tickets. All you have to do is go to building college for 2 years and help the fat man build his house back. It's not what to do with that.
No.
You're like the yours.
She just probably needs to tell us where to send the tickets.
No, they're not physical. They'll be on the door.
Oh, there you go then. So we'll we don't even need to do that. We just need to...
No, we'll work out a passcode so that nobody else can say, I'm Julie, and turn up on the door.
Oh, yeah.
Because now I'll let everybody know. So what we're going to do is work out a code.
Yeah.
Secret squirrel code.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. Excellent. Something like wallless house.
It could be that. No. Let's not have that, actually.
Why?
Because you've just told everyone that,
but
you?
Now people don't know whether to go and say, I'm Julie Chung, or say, wallless house.
That's true. You've got them. You've got them, Scott?
Yep.
Wow. Excellent.
We'll work it out. We'll send you a message. I'm confusing myself.
Yeah, I don't even know what we're doing. We should probably do a song.
Do a song? Let's do a song.
Do a song.
What are you playing? Are you playing guitar
or
drums?
I'm going to play guitar.
Go on then.
You can play a ukulele.
I'll do that.
It's not in tune, but you can play it for us.
What do you mean?
That's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. What's this called?
It's called two-ticket Derby Lay Blues.
Derby Lay Blues.
Derby Lay Blues. I went to the French run. I asked for Derby Lay. He said, no. And I said, two tickets, please. He said, okay.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. Amazing.
Derby Lay Blues there by Scott Lewis. That'll be available on cluerecords.bandcamp.com.
Yeah. Free download.
12th of December.
pay what you
joking
want.
Joking, aren't you? People are queuing at the door. Well, they seem to be saying, shut up.
Yeah. Glad that's over.
Yeah. There'll be a B-side as well.
Oh, really?
Called the Trois Delay Blues.
Wow.
Trois Delay?
That's, I don't know.
A delay is not a B-lay.
I don't know.
If anybody can tweet us telling us what a delay is.
A delay, then that'd be good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Let's play a song.
An actual song.
Yeah, now. Like, what? Controversial, Steve. I believe that was of excellent
quality.
That was
quality. An actual song. Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
Right, so if I said, oh man, look in that corner, and have you seen that large ape-like creature?
Right, yeah.
Can you see that? And you might say, you probably wouldn't, but you might say, what gorilla? Would you say that? You definitely wouldn't, would you?
I don't think you would.
For the purposes of
you'd
this.
You'd probably look, and then you'd just go, what you're on about?
You would do that, wouldn't you? Yeah. Well, for the purposes of this, that's, look at that ape-like creature in the corner, Steve.
Yeah. What gorilla?
Yeah. That's who's on next, what gorilla? With QWERTY. Or QWERTY, if you pronounce your T's.
There we are.
Thank you.
So that was What Gorilla with QWERTY. You can find the title of that album on your keyboard, but if you'd like to own it, go to www.whatgorilla.com with your keyboard.
There you go.
Like, well, using your keyboard, don't go there with your keyboard.
And it's What, WOT, isn't it?
Yeah.
What Gorilla.
And it's What, at What Gorilla Band on Twitter.
Yeah.
So yeah, I saw them at Beacons in 2012, and they were class. And the singer, oh God, I was talking to him afterwards, he was hammered and I was, and he is from Sowerby Bridge. But how do you say it properly?
I don't know, actually.
If you're from Sowerby Bridge, I think you say Sowerby Bridge, because he kept saying that and I was like,
was it confusing you?
I was like, I don't want an ice cream, thanks, because I was pretending it was a sorbet.
I was drunk
and he was drunk and he thought it was great at the time. Yeah. So every time we argued over it, I kept saying, I'm all right for ice cream, thanks. And he'd laugh heartily.
Really?
We were hammered. Absolutely. Absolutely hammered.
It sounds like you must have been.
Yeah. But yeah, he's a really nice guy. And then one of the girls that we were with, turns out that he was her first kiss.
Wow.
Yeah, that was...
Small world.
Weird, she was there with a boyfriend. He was all right about it. I mean, he was hammered too, so he just sort of stood from a distance.
Excellent, right. Well, we're coming towards the end of our show.
We're getting there.
Can you believe it?
But, well, if anybody's still... If you're still hanging on, thank you. You've had Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You've had the Derbile Blues by Scud Louie.
Yeah. That was a good song, that.
Thank you for hanging on.
Yeah. And so what have we got left to do?
We've got one more treat for you, one more song. But we've also got another new feature.
Yep.
So we made... it's going to be another regular feature, so we made another regular thing for it.
We did.
What
a jingle.
That's the ones.
A jingle. We did a jingle.
So let's jangle that jingle for you now, and then we'll tell you what it's about. It's basically film reviews.
Film review.
We're going to become film buffs.
Yep. So we'll review a film each month.
Yeah.
And the jingle that we will play to announce that we're going to review a film is this.
Yes, we're off to the pictures. It's a feeling that can't be beat.
One ticket, please.
But it's so expensive.
How much?
I smuggle in my drinks and sweets.
Rocky's still on. How much?
He didn't sound happy, did he?
He wasn't very happy at all.
He was asking for two tickets, did you?
Derbile, please. Be a French version of that next month.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd been doing last month. So, like, I was definitely heavily drinking.
Yeah.
To come up with something like that.
I reckon that must have been it. So anyway, film review. Film reviewing?
The film we'll take it turns in months, Steve. Month I've picked it's an old film.
Yep.
But I believe it's referred to as a classic.
Right.
And it's starring Kevin Costner.
Right.
And it's called Dances with Wolves. So I'd just like to ask you, Stephen. Have you ever seen Dances with Wolves? And if you have, what was your opinion on it?
I've not seen it. What was your opinion of it?
I haven't seen it. No.
What a great film review that is.
You haven't seen Dances with...
No,
everybody's seen Dances with Wolves.
But you've not seen it.
No, but I wanted to see it when I was a kid. We had the video man. He used to come round in the back of his van, back of his car. He'd lift his boot and there'd be loads of videos. And I always wanted to see it because you have Kevin Costner and Wolves in, and that looked class, and it had like fire on the cover.
And you didn't ever watch it?
Well, no, it was like one of the things where you really want to see it, but then you don't.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. Brilliant. We're having another one of them next month.
For God's sake, man. Are you sure you haven't seen Dances with Wolves?
I don't think
I've seen... Stars Kevin Costner.
I know it stars Kevin Costner. I can remember I think we even had... I knew someone who had it on video, and I remember the front cover, but again, I've never seen it.
Have you seen Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves with Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
I can't remember. I remember it being good.
Well, yeah, it was good.
It was good.
So apply the same logic to something without thieves and with wolves.
Yeah, but I've not seen it.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, it was great. Such a good film.
Don't say it was great.
It was iconic.
You can't say that. You could have said, yeah, it was also good. But you can't say it's great.
Why?
Because you don't know.
But you can say it's good.
Yeah. Because it's got Kevin Costner and you know it's going to be good.
Might not be, though. I'm sure he had a few rubbish.
Cover looked good, though.
Did look good.
Yes, we're off to the pictures. It's a feeling the coffee beats.
One ticket, please.
But it's so, so expensive.
How much?
I smuggle in my drinks and sweets.
Rocky's still on.
So another film review next month.
Yeah.
Maybe possibly even an actual review next month.
Yeah.
Tweet us with a film you'd like us to review.
Oh, there you go.
We'll try and watch it. And if not, then we'll make some up.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, there we are.
Cool. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks very much. I think we're done, aren't we?
We have been Clue Records.
We have.
Probably going to stop after this. The next band, final band, is The Doos.
The Doos.
The Wakefield band on Philophobia. So if you want to find out about them on Twitter, it's The Doos Band. The Doos Band on Facebook. And philophobiamusic.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, listen to all their stuff on there.
The track's called Leave This All Behind, which I think is a bit of an older one. And they've been playing around a lot with... they've been playing a bit with Narcs and Oz and Drugs and all sorts. But yeah, go catch them live, check this song out.
And thanks very much for listening.
And we'll speak to you soon.
Cheers.
Goodbye, everybody. Bye, bye, bye.